Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. The North Coast Land Conservancy is celebrating its 25th anniversary of working toward their goal, which is to create a fully functioning coastal landscape where healthy communities of people, plants, and wildlife all thrive. And they've been doing that very successfully for 25 years. So now there's a celebration. There are parties in Astoria, Warrenton, Gearhart, Seaside, Cannon Beach, and Nehalem. And the first of these six celebrations happens a week from today in Astoria on Wednesday, June 15th. And we'll find out about all of these and a lot more from my guest, North Coast Land Conservancy Executive Director Katie Volke. And she'll talk about opportunities to be involved and all the different things that you all have been doing. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you so much, Donna, for having us.
Well, I'm glad to have you here today. Before we talk about the North Coast Land Conservancy, its mission, goals, all the things you've done over the last 25 years and what you're going to be doing in the future and how we're involved and how we as residents of this incredible area benefit from your work, let's talk a little bit about Katie Volke. Please tell us about yourself.
Okay, thank you. Well, this is always a little spot where I hesitate to say, but I was originally born and raised in the state of California.
There are others here like that. It's
yes,
true.
Yes.
You're not and, just alone.
Well, I like to say that I try to be a good one because, you know, I think a lot of the inspiration that I have had and the motivation that I have to do this type of work of conservation and stewardship is because I grew up in a beautiful spot in California that has experienced such great change over time that I really wanted to be a part of a movement where I could make a difference and preserve some of those special places. And Oregon in particular, and especially the Oregon coast, are just an amazing place to be able to do that.
Well, and I know that Joni Mitchell's song is so true. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. And to that end, then, you became a biologist.
I did, yes. I studied in school and became a biologist and worked for a number of years all over the state of Oregon, mostly, and really got to know this great state of ours, the abundance of life that Oregon has, and become really familiar with the people and how they really connect to the landscape. And so that has been a big inspiration for me, too, to see how much Oregonians care about their place, the many different ways that we use land and how we can really find common ground around that.
And you started with the nature with this conservancy, and also we will talk about the difference between the Nature Conservancy, which is a global organization, mm-hmm. which most people know, and then the North Coast Land Conservancy. Let's talk about the fact that then you became a wildlife a biologist, and then you started to work for the North Coast Land Conservancy.
Yes, yeah. I had the opportunity to work for a number of agencies as a biologist and then was lucky enough to be North Coast Land Conservancy's first stewardship director. And so I got to explore all of our lands, collect data on the flora and fauna, create the management plans, and really think about how are we going to be good stewards of this land into the future. So it was through my first few years of doing that that I became really familiar with not only our lands, but how they really fit into the coastal landscape, what they contribute to the ecosystems out here. And that experience led me to now become the executive director, which I've been doing for a couple of years now.
And the North Coast Land Conservancy was founded by Neil Main, who is also a, isn't he a biologist
yep,
as well?
Biologist. And what he would say now is a North Coast naturalist and lover of wildlife out here.
Okay, that's good. And Neil Main is still involved in this organization.
Yes, yes, he's very involved. He's really our eyes and ears at this point because he and his grandson, Michael, are out on the land taking pictures of the wildlife and, you know, the ins and outs of the tides and the rising and falling of the rivers. And they bring in these amazing photographs. And so we get to really connect with all of the pieces, even if we're stuck in the office doing a budget that day.
So they're bringing in the data. They're going out. That's the field work. That sounds
real
a lot
stuff.
Better than
yeah.
doing budgets in the office, Katie,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it takes it all, but.
And you love your work, clearly.
I do.
What is the meaning of the word stewardship? What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, stewardship is really about a connection of a person to the land. So not land in itself and not just the way a person might interact itself, but how a human can care for land, how land can contribute to a human's life. And for me, you know, I feel that it's a privilege to live on the North Coast. It's really a privilege to be a part of this very dynamic system, and a responsibility to make sure that others can always enjoy that same privilege.
That's well said. Katie, a lot of people know the Nature Conservancy.
Mm-hmm.
Huge organization. A lot of people are members. You're not a member organization. Tell us, you know, in a nutshell, for those listeners who may not be familiar with the Nature Conservancy, who they are, what they do, and then what the North Coast Land Conservancy is and what you do.
Okay. Well, we are both land trusts. It's just that we work at fairly different scales in that the Nature Conservancy is a global land trust, but started in much the same way with a really grassroots movement of people coming together to protect a particular special place on the land.
By purchasing the land, which is why it's called a land trust, you actually
yes.
buy the land that you think is has significant value to humans, wildlife, and all of those things.
We do, yeah. And that's the main tool that sort of all land trusts would have in common. And so that's how the Nature Conservancy and North Coast Land Conservancy are similar. And but the North Coast Land Conservancy really just works at this local level from Astoria to Lincoln City and from the crest of the Coast Range to the ocean. And so we use that same tool of being an owner of land so that we can affect its future from a stewardship standpoint. But we also work with communities to achieve their conservation goals. And so we have facilitated the expansion of national parks, state parks, worked with cities and municipalities to implement comprehensive plan goals. And so beyond just our own ownership, there is a lot of conservation and stewardship work that we do that contributes to that overall connectivity.
There was an insert in the Daily Historian a couple of weeks ago, and in there is a piece that David Szymanski wrote about you. And why did David Szymanski, let's talk about who he is and what he wrote.
All right. Well, David Szymanski, if you know him, is a wonderful person. He also is superintendent of the Lewis and Clark National Historical Park. And we had the privilege of working together most recently to expand that park. The purchase of what's known as the Yawn property, which is about 100 acres of coastal dunes, wetlands, and lakes that's very closely associated with the Sunset Beach wayside area, was a recent expansion in addition to the historical park. And we were a part of that. It really goes back a number of years from the original landowner, Norman Yawn, who placed a conservation easement on that property because he wanted it to be protected for the public benefit and for conservation values. In doing that, it then it was passed on to the Trust for Public Lands, which is another similar organization that does conservation work, but they work to conserve lands, but then find a local permanent steward of that land. And so then the Trust for Public Lands and North Coast Land Conservancy got together. We started talking about what makes the most sense for this piece of land. Should an NCLC just own it? Should it be a part of something bigger? And of course, it should be a part of something bigger. It's a great spot, great access. And on that one property, you can see just all of the horizons of the coastal landscape. And so it seemed like absolutely this should be a truly public resource that has access to it, programming to it, so that the greater public can experience it. So that's when we started talking with National Parks about, you know, what do you think? Would this fit with the mission of your goals of the park, and could this be an addition? And so it was sort of complicated in that it takes an act of Congress, of course, to expand a national park, but the ownership transfer needed to happen sooner than that. So North Coast Land Conservancy actually took out a loan. We purchased the land, and we held the land for a little over a year, and then it became transferred to national parks.
All right. And for those people who aren't familiar with the kinds of programs that you run, what are the ways that the public engages with you? You have a board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
And you are funded essentially from grants and from donations?
Yes, yeah. All the, you know, land purchases, acquisition projects, stewardship projects, restoration, that's all primarily grant funded. But to keep the doors open, to keep our professional staff who's able to write all of those grant proposals, that's from donations just from our public. So we have hundreds of people that have been dedicated donors through the years. And that's really what the heart and soul of North Coast Land Conservancy is that support. part. And then all of the many volunteers. Many volunteers come out annually to our stewardship events that we have once a month. We have on the fourth Saturday of every month, Saturday morning stewardship. You can come out with our stewardship director, Celeste Coulter. It's a great way to look at the different lands of North Coast Land Conservancy, especially those that are a little bit more maybe tucked away in a nook, not quite as easily accessible without a guide. It feels like a real kind of special trip to be able to go on those stewardship days. And then you get to have a real tangible result. You get to cut down a scotch broom or plant a tree and know that you really had that direct impact that day. So that's a wonderful way to come out. Really all ages are always welcome. And we have a number of other events we do throughout the year. In the winter, we do some lecture series on natural history. And then in the summer, other ways to come out on the land for kind of more like a natural history tour where we don't require that dirty work.
And to find out more about that, let's tell people the website.
Yes, it is nclctrust.org. And it was just revamped. So if you think you've been to our website before, please visit it again. There's a lot more information as well as maps and pictures for a lot of our lands, which is something we didn't have available before.
So people can actually see, oh, this land was going to be developed and it really is a vital part of the ecosystem. It needs to remain this swamp area or this marshland or whatever it is. It's really critical habitat for wildlife. There's a water source there, and then when you identify that, then you would purchase the land, and you've done that many times over the last 25 years on the North Coast here.
Yeah, we are the owner or direct manager of about 40 different parcels at this point. They range in size from a half an acre to 365 acres. So a real variety of ways that we have gone after creating those connections. And that's really what has become more important in our work. It's not the size, not really the acreage or the purchase price. That's not really how we measure our success. It's more where is that piece in the context of its system. So that's what makes a half acre potentially as valuable as something like 300 acres. It just might be that key heart of the ecosystem.
One of the things I think that we humans occasionally, it takes us many, many times for us to learn something. And it's a puzzle. When you do one thing somewhere, especially with water, it's going to have an effect in another part of the landscape, another part of the geography, the geology. So looking at how does that all work, we're getting smarter, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. And this is just a great time to be having our anniversary celebration also. 25 years is a long time, but also kind of just a blip on the map of what true time is. And so what's really fun about this time for us is that when we first started, one project here, one project there, a few acres protected, it was hard to really project what that future vision was. There just was not enough tangible stuff on the ground that North Coast Land Conservancy had done yet. Now we can look at the map and that picture of connectivity is really coming together. The vision that the founders had put out in the beginning is becoming quite visual because of these many projects that we've done, how they connect to each other. Like, for example, in the Nequanicum Estuary, that was our first project, was the Wahana Marsh. It was 5 acres. At the time was so exciting for North Coast Land Conservancy to do that first purchase. And there's now over 500 acres protected in the Nequanicum watershed.
Congratulations. That's how large is your staff right now, Katie?
We have 4 full-time staff. And then in the summer, we have anywhere from 1 to 3 seasonal staff that are helping us with that stewardship work on the land.
And then you have volunteers. And those of you who are listening, if you want to be out in this beautiful place we call home on the North Coast and you want to do something with your hands or you want to go out on a nature walk with people who understand and know and can tell you about the birds and the plants, the flora and fauna and all of that, the North Coast Land Conservancy might be a great way for you to be involved and take your children, your grandchildren, your nephews, take them out into the land. And so I would encourage people to visit the website, which is nclctrust.org. North Coast Land Conservancy. You can also Google that, and I'm sure that will take you to the website, too. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today, my guest is Katie Volke. She is the executive director of the North Coast Land Conservancy. They're celebrating 25 years of doing this amazing work, protecting ecosystems and working with people. It's not just about, as you said, I loved earlier in the program when you said there's an interaction between humans and the land, mm-hmm. and we need each other to function. And so what's going to happen at these, let's talk about these parties, okay, yeah. A week from today on June 15th at 5 o'clock, I think you said?
Yes. Everyone will be from 5 to 7. It's really like an open house party. There'll be refreshments, and of course we'll have some birthday cakes since it's our birthday party. So because of the unique character of our coast, how we all have these very individual towns that put together, you know, our human landscape out here, we said, you know what, we're going to bring the celebration to you guys because it's really the communities that have made it possible. And so that's why there's six of them. We'll have the opportunity to really focus in on some of the work that we've done in your communities and also see the bigger picture of what that whole thing is. And so there's a wonderful video montage of landscape photos of the different conservation and stewardship efforts that we have done. So it'll be a very beautiful overview of the work, as well as a few presentations from myself and from other supporters of the community.
Will all of these celebrations essentially be the same presentation? So if someone was unable to make the one in Estuary, they can go to the one in Seaside or Cannon Beach. Will they all be the same, or will they be focused on that community in particular?
They will all have that. They will be very similar, with just some particular things that will be a little bit more focused on that community. So definitely, you know, if you're in Cannon Beach but you can't make it to the Cannon Beach one, please do try to come to one of the other ones that's going on. You'll still really get a wonderful picture of our work.
So it's a party. There are six parties, the North Coast Land Conservancy, and I said anniversary, but really we'll say it's your birthday.
It's 25.
Yeah, that's right. It's your birthday. Birthday party. Six birthday parties you're invited to.
Yeah.
And let's tell people where they are and when they are.
All right. Well, the first one is a week from today in Astoria, so Wednesday, June 15th, and it'll be in the New Columbia Room at the Clatsop Community College, so that's going to be a great venue.
Okay, 5 o'clock a week from today, and I'm sure that there will be listings in the paper as well.
Yep, yeah, and also
and on
our
website,
and with maps and details about how to get there. And so 5 more coming after that in Cannon Beach on the following night, the 16th. That'll be at the Community Center that's right there next to the Chamber of Commerce in Cannon Beach. And then Gearheart on the 21st, which is on a Tuesday at Trails End Art Gallery. Following day in Warrington, Wednesday, June 22nd at the Community Center. And the next week in Seaside on Tuesday the 28th in the old City Hall building that's been renovated. It's not yet open, but it will be open for this event. And then we'll cap it off with Nehalem on Wednesday, June 29th, and that'll be at the Recreation District building.
Okay. What are you most excited about for the future? Now, you have 25 years of success. You started out just, it was tiny, one little thing, and now people, you're working with the National Park System, and you are really, you've got a lot of traction, you've got a track record behind you, credibility, people respect your work, more people are learning about the North Coast Land Conservancy Trust,
mm-hmm.
and what does it look like for the future?
Well, we try to give ourselves a little time frame for tangibility. So right now, the future for us is the next 250 years, although we hope to be around in perpetuity.
Okay.
But, you know, that is a short amount of time for the lifespan of some of our species and trees and some of the habitats that we're working to protect. And so so for us there, we envision a future of these ecosystems having functionality from the ridgetops all the way to the ocean. So really having a systems level community that includes all of us people, living off of the land in the many ways that we do, and also the rest of the critters and flora and fauna that depend on that landscape as well. And so, you know, the coast is a rare place. Just globally, there's only so many coastlines. So where you have forest meet the sea, although it's out here what we experience every day, it's a precious thing on this globe. And so so our work is to create and maintain that connectivity of the forest to the sea.
What do you see, Katie, as the biggest challenges, ecological challenges we have here on the North Coast right now?
Well, you know, I think that more than challenges, what we have are opportunities. I would say when North Coast Land Conservancy first started out, there was probably more of a divide between what you might call an environmentalist and you know, sort of the rest. And what North Coast Land Conservancy has been able to, I think, really show our community is that we're the rest. We live here. We depend on buildings, roads, infrastructure, all those same things to keep our daily lives going. We also depend on, you know, fish, water, trees, and clean air. And so, you know, although in the beginning there maybe was a little bit more of the divide, I think that we have all been able to really come together as a community, find that common ground, and recognize that we all care about this place. And so in finding that common ground, we now have hundreds, thousands of people on the North Coast that are a part of this stewardship and conservation movement. And so that really only leads to opportunity in the future.
That was very well said, too. Wasn't that, Terry? You're a very impressive young woman, really.
Oh, thank you, Dana.
and I think everyone can agree that non-native noxious plants, invasive species, are bad. They're bad for humans. They're bad for wildlife. They're bad things.
Oh, yeah.
And so the eradication of a lot of these, I mean, that's one of the things. You do so many things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I would say invasive species is what takes up most of the summer for all of our folks that are out in the field. It is when the plants are easiest to see, and they're also the most vulnerable to the stress. So you have the best opportunity of really being able to eradicate it. So all summer long, we're working on invasive species from Scotch broom to tansy ragwort to purple loosestrife. Unfortunately, they're all very beautiful flowers. That's probably why they ended up here in the first place. But now there's a lot of effort that we put into removing those so that these systems can really start to recover themselves, kind of remove that perturbation of what an invasive species adds. And then when we do that, a system can really begin to recover itself.
I think a lot of people didn't realize when they first were settling this part of the world, they thought, oh, let's bring this from home, not realizing it would take over, it would choke out what was natural, you know, what was naturally growing here.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that people are much more aware of. And so how do young people, how do children get involved with the programs that you have?
Well, you know, even our stewardship days, although they sound like difficult work days, I would say are always open to a family. We would just love to know that children are able to come out to our lands. And, you know, even if you poke around with your little guy and just look at bugs, no need to cut a Scotch broom at all to join us on a stewardship day. So those are always very family friendly. Coming up in July, we have the kickoff to our Gateway to Discovery series for the summer. So on July 9th, there'll be what we're calling the Mill Ponds Adventure Day. And the Mill Ponds is a very accessible spot in Seaside that we worked with the city of Seaside to purchase a number of years ago. And it's just a fun day of dip nets and dragonfly nets and, you know, just kind of being able to get up close and personal with some of the critters. Also a great family opportunity. Check out our website for the other monthly events that will be coming up this summer.
Are there some things that you think that the general public... Oh, Terry has a question. He just gave me a little note. He said, is holly bad? We mean the tree and the plant, not yes.
Holly is an invasive species, yep. And it spreads quite readily from birds because birds will eat its seeds. And so that's why it can end up all over the place because, you know, because it can survive going through the bird and then plant itself in another forest. And it's also fairly difficult to kill. You can cut it down and then it sends up all kinds of suckers. So it does outcompete native plants and starts to shade out a forest.
All right. Yes, Terry.
I'm ashamed to admit that we transplanted two little holly trees from the Seattle area down to our property here.
Uh-oh. We've all
You're
done,
not the only one.
We've all done those things. We're learning more. Every day is an opportunity to become a wiser, more informed person. So here we are learning more all the time. We just have a few minutes left in the program, and So Katie, I would just like you to, what would you like to say to the listening audience about the North Coast Land Conservancy, about this part of the world in which now you have 25 years of doing really amazing work? Thank you so much and for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Benefits all of us because the humans are part of the part of it. And what would you like to say to the listening audience right now?
Well, I really hope that folks will come out to our celebrations. It's going to be just a great opportunity to get really the full overview of what North Coast Land Conservancy has done to contribute to the community, and also see how you can be a part of it either directly or indirectly based on where you live, what kind of stewardship you choose to implement on your land, and that really we're all connected. And so these celebrations will be really that kind of opportunity for the community to come together, for that human part of our ecosystem to sort of experience each other, and then also see a wonderful kind of video montage of the many different conservation projects that we have been able to successfully implement over the years, and be a part of our future.
There's a way to be engaged. There's a way to be involved. And I often think that we, no matter where we live, we become very busy in our lives, and mm-hmm. we're engaged in our day-to-day. And we don't look up and look around and see what's happening. We don't. And more and more, I think, psychologists and philosophers and professors and people who are doing research are saying our children have to have this. They need to be out in the natural world. Mm-hmm. And we do, too. We're not, it's not separate from us. We are part of it.
We're a part of it. Yep. We're a very important part of it. It's a very important part of us. And so, like you say, more and more, indoors with electronics, not as many opportunities to get out and about. And so North Coast Land Conservancy hopes to give just that small piece of once a month. You can bring yourselves, your families, your friends out to experience that natural wonder.
So a great way to be engaged in the community, in the natural world. Get some dirt on your hand. Dirt is we need dirt.
Oh yeah,
dirt is good.
It can be rejuvenating.
Absolutely, and do something that's plant a tree or do something like that. And I would encourage you to visit their website again. That's nclctrust.org. Thank you so much, Katie, and I will look forward to seeing you at one of these stewardship outings, and I have a little guy I want to take to the next thing, to one in July.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is great. So yeah, I'll see you there. Thank you so much, Katie. And
thank you.
Parties coming up, 6 parties. The first one is a week from today here in Astoria, North Coast Land Conservancy. Thanks again, Katie.
Thank you.
I want to recognize Terry Wilson. Thank you, Terry. And you are a good person, even though you did bring Holly and transplant it. You're a good person. We all do these things. We have to forgive ourselves every day for all the silly things we do and then learn more. It's like, oh, I didn't realize that. Now I do. And I want to thank our local talented banjo instructor, Michael Brunn, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself, perhaps in the natural world. Find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things to expand them. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists is now. This moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.